Baba Basra, Dafnun Beis, Omid Beis. Page 52, side B. The Gemara explains that the reason that we say that this is that's underneath his hand does not prove that it's his is Kiddushalach, as it was sent by Rav Huna Bar Ovin. Bar Huna Bar Ovin, that Dvorim Hoasuin, Lahashilu Lahaskir, that items that belong to Reuven, for example, which are customary to lend out and to rent out, and then we find it in the hands of Shimon, and he says, I bought them from Reuven, and a Neman. He's not believed. But we assume that he borrowed it or he rented it. So, although that these scissors and the books were in the hand of the orphans, we will not argue for them that they were bought, just like their father would not be able to argue so. So why does Shmuel say that Rav agrees that if the assets fall before the Yisraelim, the brothers have to bring a proof, although that the brothers have to bring the proof when it was their father who needed to bring the proof, and not the... So why shouldn't the Yisraelim also have to bring the proof, and we change the halacha for the Yisraelim? The Gemara concludes Kashya. It's difficult to understand why Shmuel says so. The Gemara continues to explain in which situation did Rav say that the brother on whose name the document is has to bring a proof. Amar Rav Chisda said, Rav Chinna lo yishonu. The words of Rav were not learned that even when the document is on his name, he has to bring a proof. Amar Rav Chisda lo yishonu, that Rav's words that he says that the person that even though the shtar is on his name, he still has to bring the raya. So that was not said, Elo, in a situation, the ain chalukim, that the brothers are not divided in their asses at all, and they are partners even be isosom, even in the food that they eat of it. Because since we don't have any other assets in what to assume that he received asset outside of the Yerusha, so we're going to say that the document that he wrote must be of the fathers, and it doesn't belong to him alone until he brings a raya, until he brings evidence. Avo chalukim b'isosim. But even if they're just separated in their assets, only b'isosim, only in their food, Amar, we can say misosi kimitz, that he was stingy on his food. In other words, he ate a little bit, what he took, what they separated themselves, and each one, and the rest of the money that he got, he brought properties and he lent other people. And the brothers have to bring the proof that he purchases, purchased the field, or he lent the money, that was their money, it was the Yerusha money, and therefore it belongs to all of them. So now the Gemara is going to find out, according to Rav, what kind of an evidence does the brother have to bring that the assets belong to him? Raya b'mai. What type of evidence does he have to bring to prove that the property that he sold, or that the money that he lent, that it belongs to him, that it was his money? Rav, Omar, Rav says, Raya b'edu. He has to bring evidence with witnesses that they need to testify that it was from his own, though that he was stingy and he's collected, or that he inherited from the father of his mother, and from that money he bought or he borrowed. Rav Sheshes Omar, Rav Sheshes says, Ra'oya b'kiyum hashtar, that evidence means by proving that the shtar is a valid shtar by Bezdin, and certainly that they investigated that the shtar is true and it's written on his name. The Gemara ask, what's the halacha? Amar le Rav Nachman, ha, Rav said, Nachman, this din that's before us, Rav, who holds that the brother has to bring the proof, v'ha, and now we have also before us Shmuel, ha, Rav, ha, Shmuel, we have before us Rav Shmuel, who holds that the brothers need to bring the proof, ha, and here we have Rabba, who holds that according to Rav, you need evidence with witnesses, v'ha, and here we have before us Rav Sheshes, who holds that you need evidence by being Mekayim the Shtar and Beis Din, by fulfilling the Shtar, verifying the Shtar and Beis Din. Mark, you, Rav Nachman, he's asking him, Rav is saying to Rav Nachman, Kiman Sivirelei, who do you hold like La Halacha? So Rav Nachman responds to him, Amalei, so Rav Nachman says to Rav, Anomas Nitzah Yedayim, I know a Braisa, which explicitly states the Halacha, the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Echad Min Ha'achim, one of the brothers, Shoye Noisen, V'Noisen B'Soy Chabayis, who was dealing and carrying inside the house in the business of the Yerusha, in the assets of the inheritance, and there were documents and different types of things coming out on his name, and he says that shelihein, that they are mine, that I purchased them and I lent the money from my money, shenaflim beis avi imo, that came from my mother's father. He has to bring the proof. That is the view of Rav against Shmuel, that the evidence is on the Ach. And the Brisa continues, V'cheino isha, likewise a woman who is a widow, she says, when I said him Sechabais, that she deals and gives inside the house in the assets of the orphans, and then we find the documents coming on her name, and then she says, these were not the Yisoymim's assets that she was dealing with, but she says they're mine. They fell to me an inheritance from my grandfather's house or from my grandmother's house, my father's mother's house. She needs to bring the proof. So the Gemara asks, "My, what is the Tana coming to add? My v'chein. What is the v'chein when it brings the other halacha about the woman?" And the Gemara answers, Mahu the tema. Maybe you're gonna say, Isha, the woman, Kiva the Shkichala Milsa, since it's honorable for her that the Beis Din will appoint an apatrupus for the assets of the orphans. The Omre that people say and praise to her, Kotarchikama Yasme, that she is troubling herself in the assets of the orphans. Logoslami Yasme, so she will not go ahead and steal money from the orphans, and she's believed to say that the money that she purchased the property or that she lent other poor people is actually hers. Kamash Malon. So that's why the Tan is telling us no. But the Nechosim belong to the Yisaimim, and she has to bring proof. Again, this is like Rav. We learned in the Mishnah on Membeis Amad Aleph. These words are said b'machzik, when a person holds on, avol b'noisen matona, but one who gives a gift, v'achim shecholko, brothers that split, v'chul, etc. And it continues over there, and b'machzik b'nichse ager, one who holds on the assets of a convert, which has no yershim or noal, the god that uparas kol shehu, if he makes a noal god of kol shehu, harizu chazoka, then it's a chazoka. So the Gemara asks, "Otu kol hanei d'amrinon, is then all those that are counted here lav bnei chazoka ninu? Are they not people that can make the chazoka? In other words, not through the chazoka of noel gadol uparetz will they buy? The noel gadol uparetz is a way that everybody buys. So what does the Mishnah say? B'medvar amurim b'machzik, that only by a machzik." And the Gemara answers, there's actually missing something in the Mishnah words, and so there has to be read in the Mishnah. When do we say that we need a chazok of 3 years instead of witnesses and a document of evidence? Is it's only if there is a chazok that has with it argument. Kegoin, for example, that the moicher, the seller, that the field used to be his. He says, Oimer, lemacharti, I hadn't sold the field. Vilekeyach Oimer, and the one who purchased the field, who's holding out the field, says, lokachti, I purchased it from you. So that's a taina, that is argument why he's doing the chazoka. Avol chazoka sheinim a taina, but if it's a chazoka which doesn't have with it an argument, which means nobody's arguing against this field, also the first owners are agreeing. Kegoyin, for example, Noisim Atone Ba'achim Shecholku, one who gives a gift, and brothers who split, Ba'machzik B'nichze Ager, and one who's holding on in the assets of the convert, the Lemikne Ba'alma, who, where is just making the Chazoka, not to prove against the argument, but it's only to acquire, to make the karka belong to him, to make the kinyan, to make the acquisition. So then, if Noal, if he makes a lock on the door to lock it, or closes up a little bit the door, and now it makes it like more difficult to get in, or godar, or he digs into the ground, or oiparatz, or he makes a hole in the fence that is around the ground. Even though he does it kolshu, only one little bit, harei zoi chazoka, that is a chazoka, and he is koinet the karka. The Gemara brings a braise with regards to chazoka. Tony, Rav Hishaya learned in a braise that it was in learned in the Bikidushin, Devei Levi, in the Tesefta, Amesechta Kiddushin, in the house of Levi. Devei Levi means that they are organized by Levi to explain what we learned over there. There it says that karka can be acquired through a chazoka, so that if Noel, Godar, Poros, Kolshu, Befonov, that if he did these things in front of the seller, harizu chazoka, that is a chazoka, and he acquired the land. So the Gemara asks, is it only Befonov, only in front of the face of the seller? In, then he is acquiring the karka. But if he does it shalei Befonov, loy, then he did not claim the karka. The Gemara answers, this is what it means to say. The intention of the writes to say that if he was Machzik Befonov, before the Tzorich Lememerle, he doesn't have to tell to the koine, he doesn't have to tell the buyer, Lechazek Ukni, go ahead, hold on the property and buy it. But, so he doesn't have to say Lechazek Bikni, go and be make Chazok in the Karka and acquire it. But once they agreed in the money and he made a Chazok in front of him, that's a Chazok. Because by being quiet, the seller showed that his intent is that he is happy from the chazoka that the buyer is making, and that's why the seller cannot retract, and the buyer has to pay him the money for the sale.